My name is Kath Tomlin. My pronouns are she, her. I am the Inclusion and Diversity Manager at the Canal and River Trust. I grew up in Manchester, spent the first 18 years of my life in Manchester, but I now live in the East Midlands. My first memory of Canal Street is probably not what you're expecting me to say, because it was on a boat sometime in the 1980s as a child on holiday with my family. So my parents had a narrowboat, and I don't know, from the age of about 11 to 16, all, and I do mean all, of our family holidays were on a canal somewhere. The thing that I remember about that, knowing Canal Street at the time, was I wasn't old enough to really know who I was. I certainly wasn't acknowledging that I was gay at that point. And you see Manchester from a completely different perspective. So we were from Manchester. We did the Cheshire Ring in 3 weeks, which was, you know, quite a good job. It felt like a totally alien place, because it felt so far away from Market Street, which was the bit of the city centre that I knew from going shopping with my mum. When you go through a place on a canal boat, on a canal, you get a totally different sense of a place. So it's not the same when you're walking through it away from the canal. And in sometimes it's unrecognisable. It's like, where even am I? And so you can go through the city centre without realising. The first time I visited Canal Street as an adult, I'm not going to say openly gay, because I still wasn't out to my parents at this point, but I was 19 years old. And I was home for the weekend with my girlfriend, although as far as my parents knew, she wasn't my girlfriend. She was just a friend. We went to Canal Street on a Saturday night. I don't really remember everything that there is to remember about that night. It was a long time ago. But I do remember that we were a couple of uncertain baby dykes who kind of got looked after and taken under the wing of some of the people that we met. The bit I do remember is going to the Goose, which I think was called something slightly different back in the 90s. And it was vibrant and friendly, and we were made to feel really, really welcome and part of the community. And it makes me kind of glow just thinking about it. And they often say memories are associated with smell. Well, there was a drag queen who couldn't help but share the new fragrance that she just found, which was Polo by Ralph Lauren. And I loved the smell of it, and I remember, and she shared it with everybody in the pub. So the pub just had this smell of Polo. I liked it so much that I wore it myself for the next few years. And then since then, I've been there for several prides over the years, and now my wife and I tend to visit. We always stay local to the village when we're in Manchester. So thinking about what does it mean to me, I think probably about a sense of belonging and community. So whether it was back to that first time I visited as a 19-year-old, I felt like I'd found a place that I belonged, that was friendly and welcoming, and that there were people like me there, and helped me feel a bit more secure, I guess, in who I was. My current association with Canal Street is through the Manchester City LGBT branch of the Supporters Club, which is called Canal Street Blues. So I am part of my football family, and Canal Street again feels like community in terms of that part of my life, which is the main connection that I still have to Manchester, having grown up there, being a City fan all my life and still being one. I do think it helped growing up in a city. I lived out Droylsden Way, growing up in a place knowing that there was a gay area as part of that, a part of the place I lived. And even though I didn't explore it much when I was growing up, once I'd come out, once I felt comfortable in who I was, and I think Canal Street probably played a small part in that, it certainly made me feel welcome every time. I mentioned my wife and I go back. When we go back to Manchester, we'll stay local to the village. We'll probably go out in the village. Although, when I say going out now as a 50-year-old, that's not quite the same as going out as a as a 20-year-old. So a nice quiet drink somewhere, but still in a place where we feel part of the community, we feel we can be ourselves without any issues.